fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck, yoga.
Welcome to What the Fuck Yoga Podcast. I'm your host, Anna.
And I'm your other host, Katie.
And this is take 25.
Yeah, I think it's closer to 35.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Okay. So this is our wrap up for season one.
Woo!
We did it!
We made it! We are the champions, my friend. I like the
good
sultry
job.
Version.
That was
thank
beautiful.
You. Thanks. I
who would have thought? Who would have thunk it?
Yep.
Who? Not me.
No, not me either.
I can't believe we did what? How many episodes? This is 16?
I think this is 17 because there's one
this
more coming after that.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
We're amazing.
We're amazing. This is the first thing I was like, I'm going to do this. And I actually followed through and finished it.
Fuck. Yes.
Yeah. It only took 5 million other projects in my life.
Yeah. But, it's been so great.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've evolved as hosts.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like we've gotten more comfortable with it.
Yep.
And it's just... It's like fun now. The first episode, I was like so nervous.
I
was like,
really?
I had my notes, and I was like,
okay.
Yeah, we didn't even use the first episode. The first one we recorded was chakras, by the way.
And you could tell we were like,
and we were like, ah,
yeah. Hi, my name is Katie.
It was so bad.
You could feel our nervousness.
It was so
and it was
bad.
Uncomfortable.
So we like dumped it, and then we were like, oh, we should probably like make a plan of how we want the season to progress.
We should pay attention.
So chakras was actually like way later on in the
yes.
season.
Because it didn't make sense
to me
the first
any
one. Yes. Yeah. We needed to get your history done first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you guys made it through 2 episodes of history, so.
Oh, snooze fest.
Good job.
Hopefully we made it somewhat interesting.
I hope so.
But, yeah. Wow.
So many tangents.
So many tangents. So,
so
little
giggles.
Time.
So many giggles.
Okay, what was your favorite episode to record?
Probably the interviews.
The interviews were
yeah.
awesome.
Aaron and Emma.
Yeah, we interviewed Aaron Motz of Bad Yogi, if you don't know.
Yep.
And then Emma Milden, author of The Soul Searcher's Handbook.
Yeah. You should check those episodes out.
You should
out.
Definitely check those episodes out.
If you haven't already.
Yeah.
Those were
great.
If we're talking, because I feel like.
Do you remember how nervous we were to interview Aaron?
God, yeah.
Aaron was our first interview and actually one of our first episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was like literally, I thought I was going to throw up everywhere.
Leading up to it, we were like. I think we sat silently in front of the computer staring at it for a while.
I was like sweating profusely.
Yep, that one was rough.
Shaking.
But it ended up, once we were
actually
talking. She
like popped up on the screen. I was like, hi!
Go away. I want to see you.
Katie was like, don't talk anymore. I'll do the interview.
That is not what I said.
That's true.
I actually said, you do it. I can't do it. No, and it
there was no interview.
Smooth as hell. The second we started talking to her, it was fine. And
right.
The same
well,
because
we told
Emma
her.
Too.
We were like, we're really
right.
nervous. She was like, me too. And we're like, what? No.
You're supposed to be invincible.
We can't all be nervous.
But we all made it seem very natural.
Yeah.
We were like, cool, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my relaxed voice. It's some kind of like 70s creepy crooner
I
uncle
believed
thing.
You.
Thank
it
you.
It was really believable.
Thanks. So what is my favorite episode other than the interviews?
I think Chakras was mine.
Yeah?
I was really looking forward to that one.
I think the last few were rough to record.
Wait, what were the last few? I
can't
remember. Mudras
and Sutras.
Mudras
so...
was really hard.
Yeah.
Why was mudra so hard?
Because it's a visual thing. And we're,
We're
like, put your hands like this.
Mudras was hard, and I thought that the sutras were kind of hard.
Yeah.
And for me, okay, so I'm just going to take it in the other direction. The most difficult episodes for me to record were actually the history of yoga.
Yeah.
Because it was just so much information. And maybe because it was the first couple episodes, that probably has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But... And I really enjoy history. I actually really enjoy history, but for whatever reason, just, I don't think our notes weren't, like, separated great. Like,
yeah.
How now we have, like, a whole, like, outline that we use, and
right.
It was just, like, a clusterfuck of words on the screen, and I was trying to read it, and I was like, blah, what are these words? Sanskrit, meh.
And at that point, we were both doing research.
Yeah.
Which was
yeah.
just not. Because, like, I would put things in, then you would put things
right.
in, and
it
just wasn't coherent.
Make sense. Yeah.
Now that Anna does all the work, it goes a lot smoother.
Stop saying that. It's not true. Jeez.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is an
you.
Equal partnership.
Okay.
It is. I feel like it is.
Okay, good.
You should feel that way, too.
I will get there.
Okay. So yeah, that was the most difficult episode for me. And then chakras for me was the most fun to not only research but record, just because I think I already had a lot of knowledge on the subject.
Right.
And to like reopen my old notes and notebooks, I was like, oh, this is so exciting. And I was also getting back into Reiki at the time. So it just kind of all aligned in
right.
a really good place for
I
me.
I feel like every episode is my favorite.
Okay. I don't accept that answer.
Damn it.
No.
But it's
try
really
again.
Cool because I come in and I get all the information.
As we're sitting
it's awesome.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what's your real favorite episode? You can pick an interview. It could be an interview if you want.
I think I have to look at all of our topics because I forgot everything.
Okay. History of yoga, branches,
you know
schools.
I think my favorite was
Eight Limbs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I like, I don't know, they vibe with me.
They vibe
with
me.
And I think I really learned
it's
how
like
that
tangible?
Progression works. Yeah.
Is that why?
It's tangible.
Okay, that makes
and,
sense.
And like I learned a lot in that episode because I was like, this is why I can't meditate, because I can't pranayama. And because I can't do that. And I can't do this. Yeah, I just verbed
I don't
pranayama.
Buy that whole... You have to do this
that
before
is a
you do
sequence?
This. No.
No, I don't think it's required, but
yeah.
I think, like, for me, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what I need to do.
Okay.
And
yeah,
so I think
yeah.
that I learned a lot from that.
Okay.
I think that was my favorite.
Yeah.
And it's easier for us to teach people when it's such a 1 through 8. Like, here
yeah.
are separated topics with subtopics, and
I
don't
that.
Know. It makes... You know, it's very tangible,
yeah.
especially like this format where it's a podcast. You can't just flip back a page.
Right. That's true.
So I think it's kind of a hard way to learn, but at least if you're listening,
mm-hmm.
you're absorbing some stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's like a really good segue into season two.
Season two.
Okay.
And
that went
on
for too long.
We are going to sing the intro.
No,
just
we're
kidding.
Not.
No,
don't
we're
worry.
Not.
Season two, what's it going to be about, Katie?
8 Limbs.
Woo!
Really good thing that I enjoyed it, because
yeah.
we're going to be spending 5,000 days on it.
Yeah.
5,000 days.
5,000
episodes.
5,000 episodes. 8 Limbs. Just kidding. No, we're going to do an episode per limb.
Well, maybe more.
Maybe more.
If you think about the yamas and niyamas, we're going to need more than one episode.
So there's
going to
be
those.
A lot of episodes.
Yeah, more
on
than
the
8 Limbs. More than 8.
But we're going to start right away. We're not going to take a break.
Yep.
So season two will start next week.
It's not like Game of Freaking Thrones. You can wait
God.
A year and a half to find out whether or not Jon Snow does this or that.
So frustrating.
I love him.
That show plays with my emotions.
I know. Oh, God.
I'm going to marry him.
Oh, are you?
Don't tell Austin.
I will fight you for it. I will get a divorce and
I'll
then
win.
I will marry him.
I'll win.
Mm-hmm.
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 Anyways,
yeah.
this partnership is over.
You got pretty scrawny arms. That's all I'm saying.
Damn.
These guns?
What?
Damn it,
what?
You totally beat me. Well, shit.
Ah!
Fine. Well, I can't win him with my physical strength.
They couldn't see us flexing. We were flexing.
I can win him with my charm.
That's right.
My.
What, your boobs?
Boobs.
Yeah, you get him with those.
Go get him. Anyway, if you're listening, Jon Snow, I mean Kit Harington, whatever the hell your name is in real life.
It's Kit Harington. I didn't even know that.
I'm more into Jon Snow than I am.
I'll take him either.
Have you seen him in that Pompeii movie?
Mm-mm.
You should.
I will.
Good.
Just to look at him.
Do it.
Okay.
It's a terrible movie, but
it's getting
he's hot.
Really aggressive
and
in here.
Not often wearing a shirt, so.
Great. Yeah, I'll definitely be buying it. Buy the movie.
You just have like all the movie stills on your wall.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. When
I redecorated, babe.
My cousin, when we were in like high school, she did her room. She like ripped out pictures of hot guys.
Oh, I did that.
And she had a boiter. Instead of a border?
Oh, that's stupid. Oh, no, that's great. It's cute. It's super cute.
I love playing words.
I mean, you couldn't even see an inch of wall.
Because you had hot guys?
I had hot guys, but I also had, like, no, I think it was just hot guys.
Unicorns? I just had unicorns.
No, it wasn't unicorns. It was, like, there's something in my eye. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
It was all, like, who was I really into at the time? I was really into, like, names. Orlando Bloom. Because I was a huge Lord of the Rings fan.
Oh, my God.
So he was all over my wall. I also really liked Elijah Wood.
Yes.
At the time.
I had a lot of Elijah Wood.
Big crush on Elijah Wood. Johnny Depp was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Who else was all over my wall?
Harry Potter?
No, I never found him attractive.
No, me neither.
No. I mean, I love Harry Potter,
if
but
you're
I didn't
listening,
find
Daniel Radcliffe,
movie attractive.
Still highly respect your craft.
I think you're very handsome. You're just not my type, I guess.
Agreed.
Respect
Uh-oh.
Your craft.
This is a bad relationship because we're attracted to the same guys.
I know.
Ruh-roh. Oh, well.
Anyways, nobody cares.
Nobody gives
a
shit.
Who was on my wall?
Yeah.
Okay, so season two.
I didn't mean that. Nobody gives a shit.
I mean,
they
meant
about
don't.
Who we have crushes on.
I mean, they don't.
No,
I wouldn't.
Sorry, no.
Be like, I don't care. Can you tell me more about season two?
Can we move on?
Can we move on?
So season two. Eight limbs.
We don't want to give too much away.
Nope.
Because we're going to have some great interviews in there, too.
Yes. Do we have any planned right now?
No. I mean,
we're
going to
rustle them up for you.
That's not true. They're like in our brains. We just have to send out the emails.
Yeah. Make sure these people are available.
Add that to the to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else? So we can't really talk much about season two because we don't want to give anything away. But it is coming.
It
is
entirely prepared.
Shut up, Katie. We don't want them to know
it's a big mystery.
How unorganized and prepared we are.
Oh, they know.
We are so organized and ready to record season two.
I stopped bullet journaling for 2 weeks and I've already triple, quadruple booked myself.
Her life has gone to hell in a handbag.
Hell in a handbag.
But I got
a new job.
But, yeah, tell them about the exciting news.
I got a new job.
Katie got a new job.
As a senior copywriter.
All the pieces are falling into place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep.
Hell yeah.
That's it. That's the end of the story.
It's exciting though because you've been looking for a really long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, hell yeah.
And, crying myself to sleep at night. I just want to write branded copy for a huge corporation that means nothing to my soul.
Okay. Well, try and be happy.
You know, I'm stoked.
Okay. So.
Did that not come across? I'm so happy.
No, it didn't.
Okay. Well, maybe. Maybe I said that wrong.
So, Katie's life is back on track.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Anna, is your life on track?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I have no complaints, really.
Good. My life actually got on track. Before I got this new job, when Anna and when we decided to take the next step, Anna,
was I not aware of something?
We are working on a project together,
but we can't tell them about it
no,
yet.
No, I'm just teasing it.
Okay, it's really exciting.
Business.
It's so exciting.
So exciting. So get your hats on, your excited hats
put
on.
Put your boots on, put your pants on.
Just go get dressed. You look like a nightmare go to trust.
It's a really exciting project.
Yes, we're working on a project.
Hopefully we'll be able to tell you about it in the next few months.
I don't know about that.
No?
I don't know. I don't know how fast this kind of thing works. Okay.
Well, someday.
I don't know. One
maybe
day.
In 5 years.
One day, our friends.
I don't know how
maybe
fast
season three will be able to
then.
Announce it.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. So season three.
That's our goal.
Stay tuned for season three.
We're going to be done with our first part of the process within 3 months. That's what we said,
right?
Right.
Yeah,
but goals. Then it is up to some other people as to how long it takes.
Right. So we have something in the works. What else can we tell them about?
That's
oh,
it.
Yeah. Well, no,
it's
not,
yoga
that's
related.
Not true. Just things that have happened since we started the podcast. So we have a weekly blog post out if you don't know about that yet. So every week we just kind of trade off writing about anything. It doesn't have to be yoga related. Last week I wrote about Valentine's Day. So my thoughts on that.
I have no idea what I wrote about before that.
You wrote about
Costa Rica. I had another Costa Rica dream last night.
That's weird. Oh my god, I have to tell you about a dream I had.
What? Go on.
Whoa, I can't believe I just forgot about it until now. Okay, tangent time, because this has to do with Costa Rica, kind of. Okay,
we have to go back if we're
spending
this much energy
on it. Okay, and I just have to sidetrack and go back. So this is the night of the new moon.
Okay, when was that?
Wednesday or Thursday night.
Okay.
I think it was Thursday night. So that was a new moon, and I was expecting my cycle to start because I was, feeling really crabby and, hungry, and I was like, okay, it's probably going to happen any day now. And I was like, oh, I'm going to sleep with my lapis lazuli under my pillow tonight because it's been a while, and I just, why not? New moon.
Why
maybe,
not?
Maybe, a cool dream will happen, and it did. So I dreamt that Sophia,
mm-hmm.
who, you guys don't know her, but she owns Danyasa Retreat Center.
Do.
That's true. Some of you do. She's the co-owner of Danyasa Retreat Center in Costa Rica, which is where me and Katie met. And she is oh my God, how would you describe her? Like if a unicorn.
Ethereal?
Yeah. Like,
if a unicorn, I want you to finish this thought. If a unicorn.
A unicorn and, like, a forest nymph.
And a super.
And, like, a mermaid.
Down-to-earth human also in the mix.
Yeah,
and like
okay,
a genie.
Sure. And, like, a genie just, like, procreated. Sophia would be that thing.
Yes.
That person.
Thing.
She's awesome. Her voice
Brilliant.
Is just, like, mesmerizing.
Move your body.
Move your body.
I hope she's listening to this.
I hope so. Anyways, in my dream, okay, let me try and think about this for a second. All I remember is that she's just, like, there. We're not anywhere in particular. So there's no, like, concept of where we are in space. But it's just me and her, and she, like, takes my hands or something, my shoulders or something, and she's like, oh, crap, what did she say? It's in my journal. Hold on. She says, grab me my journal. She's like, it's time to let go, or like, it's time to release it or something.
That is a fat journal.
Happy new moon. That's what I wrote. time to release the darkness. Ooh.
Ooh.
Maybe it's because I was reading your book. she goes, it's time to release the darkness. And as soon as she said that, I fall in the dream, and it was, like, this overwhelming just, like, weight on my body. And I was, like, scared for 1 second, but then I wasn't, because I was like, no, it's okay. Sophia's here, and it's leaving. Like, whatever I'm releasing is leaving. So, like, it, like, was really intense for a minute, but then it, like, just started to let up, and it got, like, lighter and lighter, and then my alarm went off. And I woke up, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? But I woke up, and I was feeling, like, really, really tired, and I had like a stomach ache and a headache.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling great. I thought I was getting sick, and I went to work, and of course I got my period in the middle of work, but I was like, well, that explains that.
Yep.
And then my headache went away and my nausea went away. But that's it. I don't
mean?
Know. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
What does it mean?
But I would think that I released something.
Yeah.
More than just my cycle.
Right.
But, oh, and then I drew to connect this even more. This is a long tangent. Maybe we should edit it out.
Nah.
I drew the Kali card, Endings and Beginnings, today. You know, there's something on
it. I love it. And
so, I don't know.
Today, we are discussing endings and beginnings.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God.
I love it!
Kali Mudra.
Kali Mudra.
Boom. Charlie's Angels.
Boom.
Oh, I wish they could
I
see
wish
this.
There was a video of that.
Yeah.
That was cute.
That was really adorable. Anyway.
Anyway, that was my dream. And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I remember my dream. I know it was in Costa Rica, and that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I woke up and I said, Steve.
Wait, when was your dream?
Last night.
Oh.
And this morning I was like, Steve, I keep dreaming about Costa Rica. Let's go. And he
mm-hmm.
goes, what?
That sounds about right.
You know what?
Okay.
I'll go alone.
Okay.
He doesn't have, like, the travel bug, you know?
Oh, give it to him. Puke
I'm
on
hoping.
Him or something.
Well, we're going on a trip.
Puke it on him.
We're going on a trip this year, and I'm hoping,
Woo!
Really hoping that he's like, oh, wow. The
this
world
is
amazing.
Great.
Yeah. So, which means we have to stay in, like, a super sanitized.
Oh, he's, like, a clean freak?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find some really nice, cheap places to stay there.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
When I was there, like, we stayed in hostels.
Yeah.
And they were nice, but they're
mm-hmm.
hostels. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So, it's, I'm cool with it. My sister's cool with it. But
right.
Steve.
If you get a private room in a hostel.
Yeah.
But once you do that, it's like the same price as like a
right.
cheapy hotel or Airbnb.
Exactly.
So
we'll
check out
Airbnb.
Airbnb. Hell yeah. Anyways, I don't even know where that tangent started from.
Neither do I.
So what were we talking about before my Sophia dream?
I don't know.
Should I tell her I had a dream about her and she helped
yeah.
me release something?
Yeah.
I should.
Oh, I should tell Anna, other Anna, that I had a dream about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, you should.
I don't know if she ever read that blog post.
I don't know. You should send it to her.
I will.
Okay.
So there.
Anyways, blog. Oh yeah, blog posts. That's what we were talking about. So we have blog posts now. We have the website. If you haven't checked out our website, we're on Stitcher, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. So episodes will now be on Stitcher as well as iTunes.
We're on the Bad Yogi blog.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So many exciting things have happened.
I know.
Wow. I like. Well, now that I'm saying it, it's like, whoa,
right.
things escalated really quickly.
Yeah. This got out of hand.
We have an email list too.
Yes.
Forgot about that, which I'm not doing a very good job of managing. So to anyone who's on it, I'm sorry, but I'll get better at it.
And also, I could help.
Yeah, but right now we're just sending out the blog posts via email.
Once it grows, we'll start getting a little more advanced with it.
So you can sign up on our website. Don't forget.
www.wtfyogapodcast.com.
Katie's looking at me the whole time with big eyes like, is this
our website?
No, that is correct.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
I think that's it. I think that's all the really cool, fun things that have happened
and
that we've done.
Yeah. Except for the project that we can't talk about.
Oh, I so
about.
Badly want to talk about it, but
we're
it's okay.
We're super excited.
Yeah.
All of our friends know.
Do they? I haven't told anyone except my family. Who'd you tell?
A lot of people.
I mean, it's fine.
I can't keep my mouth shut.
I mean, I guess I told my family, like my brother and my mom. I guess I just told my brother and my mom and Austin. That's it.
Okay.
The people I told.
Well, if you're in Anna's inner circle or my expanding circle, don't tell anybody.
Oh, no. I mean, it's fine. It's not a big deal.
I don't want the world to know. It's a secret.
Okay.
And what if we
don't even know
it?
What we're talking about?
What if we
fail? So they're
fail?
Like, whatever.
What if we fail and
Shut
then everybody's
up. Nothing's a failure.
This.
Everything's
a failure.
Just a learning experience.
Yes. Yes.
But that would suck. Sure. I'm not going to lie. That would suck.
That would really suck. We're going to do it, guys, because we're holding each other super accountable.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think that's it, yeah.
All right,
well,
guys.
I just want to thank each and every one of you personally for listening, because you
we
are
would
amazing.
We nowhere without you, and
for
we
real.
Finally found out how to track you guys.
Yeah.
Not like as in we know your name and where you live and your
I
phone number.
I can see you.
But actually, turn around. I like your hair today.
Go put some pants on.
Go put some pants on. We were joking. But we found a way to figure out like how many people are listening and everything, and we're blown away. So... thank you, all of our 5,000 listeners.
Goals.
That was a lie.
Thank
but
you to our 5 listeners.
No, we have more than that. 94 people listened to our yoga history.
Hell yeah.
Episode.
And that's just on iTunes.
And that's just on iTunes.
So,
you know, don't mean to
I'm
going to
assume 500 more listened on our website.
We're playing with
tell your friends
well.
About us.
Yeah.
Share our posts, I don't know.
Do stuff.
Follow us on
it.
Facebook, Instagram.
You can leave us a review on Instagram. Nope.
No, you can't do
iTunes.
That.
The other eye.
But feel free to send us questions, comments, concerns. We love hearing. Every time we get a comment or a question from somebody, usually on Instagram, but sometimes on Facebook, we just like light up.
Yeah.
Like makes our day.
Somebody expected, we mentioned Clyde in one of our episodes and I was like, I'll put up a picture.
Yeah.
And then I forgot and somebody said, just waiting for a picture of Clyde over here.
We were like, oh my God.
How could I forget
people
my baby?
Actually listen to us.
Yep. So I posted a picture of Clyde and he's
so just like remind us that you're listening every once in a while.
Yeah. Throw us a bone, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it.
See you next season.
Bye.
Bye.
What the fuck?
Hey guys. We hope you love what you hear on What the Fuck Yoga Podcast. If you do, please like and subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or whatever platform you use to listen to your podcasts.
Also, follow us on Facebook and the Gram, aka Instagram. Send us your burning questions or comments to wtfyogapodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.